It's Thursday, April the 22nd. From Business Insider, here are the 10 things you need to know today in tech. From Facebook to Apple, US business leaders were quick to respond to Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict. After the ex-cop was found guilty of murdering George Floyd, big tech CEOs posted on social media and sent internal memos to employees, with many saying the ruling was only the beginning of the fight against institutional racism, and urged more action. Microsoft research shows back-to-back virtual meetings make you stressed, but there's a cure. Researchers found that taking mini-breaks can help your brain reset in between long stretches of video meetings. A leaked memo shows how Amazon forces out employees each year. Amazon strives to get rid of about 6% of its employees every year, voluntarily or otherwise. An internal memo sheds light on one of the company's strategies for pushing them out. Some Whole Foods customers can now pay with a palm print. Amazon installed hand scanners in 7 Seattle grocery stores that will allow shoppers to pay with their palm. Suspected Chinese agents have been hacking U.S. government agencies for months, a report said. The FireEye cybersecurity firm said Pulse Secure VPN has been compromised since June 2020, and that defense, government, and financial organizations around the world were affected. Hackers say they stole Apple product blueprints and are now demanding $50 million. A ransomware group says it stole MacBook schematics and is demanding that Apple pay a ransom to get them back. A top fintech analyst for Cathie Wood found Venmo is the least competitive crypto trading app. After comparing key features of Cash App, Venmo, and Coinbase, the analyst said Venmo, which just added crypto trading, is the least appealing app. Tesla's top lawyer has left the company for a 26-year-old billionaire's self-driving startup. Alan Prescott left Elon Musk's company to lead Luminar Technologies' legal team. Health startup Cry is closing in on a funding round that will push its valuation to $2 billion. The Swedish startup, which facilitates video consultations for patients through its app and is one of Europe's biggest telehealth providers, is set to raise between $240 million to $300 million from investors. And finally, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton led an antitrust suit filed against Google last year. Insider obtained an unredacted copy of Google's response to the lawsuit, filed earlier this month. The allegations delve into Google's platforms for advertisers and publishers, as well as its secret Project Bernanke and Jedi Blue deal with Facebook. That was Business Insider's 10 Things in Tech You Need to Know for Thursday, April the 22nd. Written by Jordan Parker Erb and read by Martin Buchanan for NOAA. News Over Audio.